ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara and Daf Mem Vav. Before we start Daf Mem Vav, I'd like to go back for a few minutes to the sugya before on Daf Mem Hei. In the Mishnah, we find the following halacha: Beis haskiva hayagoyva shtei kaimais. Echay min eidim deichvei almasnav nepach alibay hayivchei almasnav v'meis bayatza v'mlav hasheni noitas eva menois nealibay v'meis bayatza v'mlav v'gimasei b'chol yisov shenema yad eidim tia bay b'rishena l'amisei v'yad kolam b'achreina. As far as this, how we learned in the Mishnah, the Peis Haskiwa Yehoguivash Dei Kaimais, our Gemara brings down the following Teisefta Tona V'Kaima Shaloi. Harei Kan Shalish. On this, our Gemara asks, Mibayinun Koi Hai, Ruminu Mabor Shu Kadeu Hamas Asarat Fachim, Av Kol Kadeu Hamas Asarat Fachim. The Gemara answers the Kashoi saying as follows, Amar Nachman, Amar Amar Barvu, Amar Kova, Hav Tori Acha Kamecha Baror Loi Misa Yafe. From this, our Gemara asks, one clearly sees that the purpose of the Dechifa was Kedela Misai. And for that reason, our Gemara asks, that all one needs is Asara Kedela Misai, and therefore one should not need Shtei Kaimes V'Kaima Shalai. From our Gemara, we find that we came Vajna, Chata Meshulish, Chilakal, some involves of Katni Gemal, and so too of Yitzchak al Khanan. In Shuvas Bar Yitzchak, Ebenezer, Simon Yilches, and Afbeis prove that very people that are Neufas, are Tfachim, and are Nechvat, are Mace. And even though it is not Muchach that one will be Mace, as one sees in our Mishnah, that a Mace by Yatzav and Mlav, Asheni Neutos, Avam and Neus, Nealibai, but still there is a Roiv L'misa. And therefore, B'chaim Vajner and Yitzchak Al-Khanan go on to say that if someone was Neifel Asara Tfachim, then we can assume that he was Mace. And only Midrabanan do we say that there is an Isser for one's wife to get married unless we know that he was Vadei Mace, since Midrabanan we are not Tzimech Al-Pi Roiv. So again, according to the Mahalach of B'chaim Vajner and Yitzchak Al-Khanan, the purpose of the Dechia is in order Shayama, since most people are amazed by falling from such a height. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Dechifa is by saying as follows, that even if there is no Roiv Shayamos, but still it is considered a Dechifa Shayesh by Kedei Lahamis. And in order to be considered Yesh by Kedei Lahamis, all one needs is Asarat Fachim. This thou needs, Shtei Kaimes V'Kaimes Shalais, only as our Gemara says, based on the Pasuk of Ahav Toriacha Kamecha Baror Loi Misa Yafe. But again, the Lacha of the Dechifa is in order to Maka Him Maka Sheyesh Bei Kedei La'amis. That is another Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in the Dechifa and explain Pshat in the Shir of Asarat Fachim. In the Mishnah we find, as you mentioned before, that the Mishnah says as follows, a mace ba with the dechifa yatza v'mlav hasheni noitas evan v'nois nealibay. A mace ba yatza v'mlav v'gimasei b'chol yisol sh'nama yareidim tia bay b'rishenu amisei v'yad kola'am b'achreina. Now, here one has to understand, if the purpose of the dechifa in the regimas evan was kedei l'amisei, if he was not mace, then here that dechifa and that regima did not accomplish its purpose. And therefore, the halacha should be, that we should do over the Dechifa and the Regima again. And from our Mishnah, one clearly sees that there is no halacha to do over the Dechifa and the Regima again, but rather we go on and we say, the Regima say b'chol yisol shenemar yad ha'edim tibay b'rishenu ha'misei v'yad kol ha'am b'achreina. So to explain Pshat in our Mishnah, one can explain based on this what we find in the Sefer Ma'aseh Moshe on Sanhedrin Siman Tes Ayin. The Moshe Chevroni says the following chiddush, that skila is not an oifen heyach la'arig, but rather the oinesh is the etzem ma'isa skila. And for that reason, there is a seder to the ma'isa skila. The first, there is a tchifa, and then there is a regima, b'yad ha'ed ha'sheni, and then the halach is v'yad kol ha'am b'achreina. And even if the person was not mace with the original tchifa and with the original regima, but still was neskayim the ma'isa skila, that is one way with which one can explain pshat in the halacha of our Mishnah. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the halacha of our Mishnah is based on this that we mentioned before, that even if he was not mace, but still one did ha'aka sheyesh by kedei la'misai, one was makim ha'aka that had the potential of hamis. And even if he was not mace, but still what took place is a makar sheyesh by kedei la'misai. And that itself is a kiyum of skila. And therefore one has a tchifa sheyesh v'kadei la'misai, and one has regimas even sheyesh v'kadei la'misai. And besides for this, that one needs to do a ma'isa sheyesh v'kadei la'misai, but there is another halacha as well that he has to be mace through skila. And for that reason we say yad kala'am b'achrina till he is mace through skila. That is another mahalach that one can explain pshat in the halacha of our Mishnah. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha: Amar Shmuel nikta yad ha'edim pater, my time in the ba'inon yad ha'edim tia by b'rishayna v'leika. On this, our Gemara asks, umi ba'inon krok d'chsiv, v'atanya meisumas hamake reitzeachu ein liyal b'misa ha'ksuva bay, minayin shemiya tayocha ha'misai, b'misa ha'ksuva bay shat ha'misai b'chol misa shat ha'yocha ha'misai, tamadwaymer meis, Yumas Hamaka Mikol Makim. So from there, our Gemara wants to prove that one does not need Kra Kedechsev. Our Gemara goes on to answer Shaini Hosam Damar Kra Mois Yumas. Our Gemara asks, Lingmar Mine, Mishum Davaritzeach, Vagay Adam, Shneik Suvim Habon Kachad, Vachol Shneik Suvim Habon Kachad, Ein Melamden. On this, that we learned that there is a lach of Mois Yumas Hamaka Ritzeachu. And we say, Mois Yumas Hamaka Mikol Makim. Tesis asks the following kasha. Tesis asks, Vim Toim Erev Perak Eilon Esrofin, Disnan Chai Vimisa Shinesar Vuzabazayo Dunu Bekala, Vaomer Begumor Shamino Mosro Davrachom Ravim Mosro Davrakao, Vahechi Daik Mine, the Shiny Hossam, the Misosam, the Homise Sheyocho Kivan, the Chai Misa. Tesis answers his kasha with one of two tirutsim. The first teres of Tesis is this. The second test of Tesis is this, Inami Bayureyach Shaini. From Tesis in his first test, one sees that Tesis understands that only by Ritzeach do we say that there is a locha of a miyatayocha, a misa, a misa, a ksuba, a shatam, a misa, a chom, a misa, a shatayocha. And for that reason, Tesis says that the diak of the Gemara that we say Mosrod of Rechom Ravi Mosrod of Rekal is from this, that the halacha of the Mishnah of Kol Chai V'Misa Shnesarvu Zabazay Yedunu Bekala is not only referring to Ritzech, but rather it is referring to other Mechuyavi Misa as well, that do not have the halacha of Emiyat Ayocho Amisa V'Misa Aksuva B'Shat V'Misa B'Chol Misa Shat Ayocho. From Tesis in his first text one sees that even as far as Dalad Misa space, then we will say that Emiyatayochal Amisa b'Misa Aksuvabe, but still one will not be able to give any other one of the Dala Misa is based in. And by Shar Mukhiyavi Misa, if not for this, then we say Musrod of Recham Rabbi Musrod of Rekal, if one cannot give the Misa Chamura, one will not even be able to give the Misa Akala. Which is not like we find in Tesis and Makas Nav Pesim and Aleph, that Tesis and Makas Nav Pesim and Aleph says as follows, that even though the halach of miyatayocha misa v'misa aksuva bay shatay misa v'chol misa shatayocho only applies to Ritzech and not to other mechuyavim misa, But still, by other mechavim misa, we will say that there is a halacha of iata yochal misa be misa aksulabai. But still, ata me misa be echad midalan misa is based in, as Tesis and Marcus brings down from the Tesefta. That the Tesefta says as follows: Avazemimin shanta yochal misa be misa aksulaben ata misa mechol misa. Which the Tesefta learns out from the pasuk of Vi'arta hara mikerbecha. Tesis explains that the halacha of the Tesefta is referring to other mechuyavei misa. Then a main atayachal and misa be misa aksubabe, but still one can give echad midalad misa is based in. So again, there is a tremendous machlokes between Tesis and Arsugya, and Tesis and Makas naf beisim and aleph, that Tesis and Arsugya understands that by shar mechuyavei misa, besides for itseach, it may not a yachal a misa v'misa aksuba ben, one will not be able to give even echa midala misa's basin. On the other hand, Tesis and Makas understands that even by shar mechuyavei misa, if one cannot give the misa that one is mechuyev, one can still give echa midala misa's basin. But both Tesis in our sugya and Tesis and Makas understand that there's a difference between Ritzeach and any other mechuyavei misa. By Ritzeach, there is a halacha of Meina Tayoch al Misa and Misa Aksubai. One can give any Misa, even a Misa which is not included in Echad Midala Misa is based in. According to Tesis and Makas, it's Hadar Koshas HaTesis Marasigil Adochtei. If so, how we to understand Pshat and this that we find in Perak and Esrafin? That by Mechuyavei Misa Shnesarvu, this that we say, that Nidim Mekalashabahen is only if we are to say Mosod of Rechamavi, Mosod of Rechal, even without this, that we are to say Mosod of Rechamavi, Mosod of Rechal. But still, the halacha should be needed Mekalo Shabohen, based on the halacha of the Tesefto V'arata Romi Kerbecha, that it mean Ata Yocho Amisei B'Misa Aksubabaya Ata Yocho Amisei Be'echa Midale Misei is based in. So, according to the Shita of Tesis and Makas, one has to answer the Kasha of Tesis and Arsugya, as Tesis answers in his second teretz, that the halacha of the Tesefta only applies to Bereach. By someone who is not Bereach, one only has a choice to give the Misa Ksubabai, or a Misa Kal if we are to say Mosol Davar Chom Ravi Mosol Davar Kal. In the Rambam, on the other end of Parakidal, Mihochas and Adin Ochaches, we find that the Rambam has a third shita, and the Rambam understands that this halacha of a main ata yachal a misa be misa aksubabai, ata yachal a misa be chol misa, applies to all mechuyavei misa, and there is no difference between a ritzeach and any other mechuyavei misa. By all mechuyavei misa, we will say that a main ata yachal a misa be misa aksubaben, ata yachal a misa be chol misa. Those are the three shittas that we find in the Rishonim. Now, getting back to Tesis and Makas, the chair one has to understand Pshat and Tesis and Makas. What is Pshat in this that we say? That it may not a yachal and misa even misa aksubabai, but still ata may misa be echad midal and misa is based in. So, to explain Pshat and Tesis and Makas, the chair one can say as follows: that when someone is mechuyev echad midal and misa is based in, really he is mechuyev any one of the dal and misa is based in. But just there is a secondary din, the l'chatchila one is mechuyev to carry out the misa aksuva bai. And therefore, since really he is mechuyev echa midal and misa based in, just there is only a din l'chatchila to carry out the misa aksuva bai. If for whatever reason we cannot carry out the misa aksuva bai, then we will say atayacho a misai bechol misa from the echa midal and misa based in, since he is mechuyev echa midal and misa based in. And so to l'chiras mevur, in our Gemara, from this we find in our Gemara that our Gemara says, "Beritzeach and Gaya Adam are shnei ksuvim habon keachad, doi bo inon kra kedechsev, and by shar mechuyavei misa, bo inon kra kedechsev." Even though, as Tesis and Makas explains, that even by shar mechuyavei misa, one is still able to have misa be'echa midal misa based in, Bukhira from here one clearly sees that this, by Shaim Uchavi Misa, one is able to Misa Be'echa Midala Misa is based in, is because really he is Mechuyev Echa Midala Misa is based in. Just like Hatchila, there is Alacha to Misa Be'Misa Aksuva Bai. And the Misa Aksuva Bai is just a Prat of Hatchila in his Chia Misa. And therefore, the fact that Ato Yochel Misa Be'echa Midala Misa is based in is not considered that we are not being mekayim kol kedechsev. Only as far as a ritzach do we say that one is not being mekayim kol kedechsev, since one can even be made misai be'echa mi misais, which is not echa mi dalad misais beisten. That is a chiyo, what one sees in our Gemara. But as we mentioned before from this, that according to Tesis and Makis, one has to say that the halacha of atayacho amisei be'echa mi dalad misais beisten is only by bereach. From there one clearly sees that the halacha of atayacho amisei be'echa mi dalad misais beisten is not because really he is mechuyev echa mi dalad misais beisten, but rather it is a tesefes on his chiyo misa. Real his chiyo misa is misa k'suva bay, and then there is a tesefes din that if he is barach, one is able to misei be'echa mi dalad misais beisten. But if someone has to understand what is pshat in this, how we find in our Gemara that ritzach is a yitzim and a klal, and only by ritzach for kol adam do we say that one does not need kol kedechsev. Okay, even by shar mechiv misa, one does not need kol kedechsev, since one is even able to misay be'echa midal and misa space, and besides for the misa k'suva bay. So to explain pshat in our Gemara, according to Tesis and Makis, okay, one has to say as follows. This is how we find that a man tayachol amisa v'misa k'suva bay. Then by barach, one is even able to misay be'echa midal and misa space then. This one is able to emisei be'echa midal mises based in, is as we find in the Tosefta based on the pasuk of v'yarta hara mikirbecha. And since it is based on the pasuk of v'yarta hara mikirbecha, we are not being mekayim his din misa. His din misa is only misa k'suva bay. This, that we are able to emamis him be'echa midal mises based in, is because there is another halacha of v'yarta hara mikirbecha. And based on the halacha of v'yarta hara mikirbecha, for that reason we are able to imemes him be'echa midal misais beisten. But still that does not affect this, that one needs kol kedechsev. His chiyo misa is only misa k'suva bay. And in order to mekayim his chiyo misa, one needs to imemes him be'misa k'suva bay. This one is able to imemes him be'echa midal misais beisten if he is barach, is only because we say that we have a din to yavar hara. And in order to yavar hara, we have a right to yimemes him with other misais. Even if with this we are being yimemes him with other misais, we are not mekayim his din misa. That is a chira, how one has to explain pshat in our Gemara according to the shita of Tosfos and Makis. According to this malach, this we find that by ritzach one does not ikra k'dechsiv, is because by ritzach it is mekayim his din misa, even if we are yimemes him with a misa that is not k'suva bay. And therefore, by Ritzeach, from this one can mekayim is the misa. The misa she'ein k'suva bay, from there one sees. But now, okay, one has to understand, if we are to say that from our Gemara one sees that the halacha by sham uchev misa, the one is meimisim be'achem idal misa spesten, is based on a new halacha of v'yar taromi kebecha. We have a chiv to yavar hara. If so, what is pshat? That basin can only be memes echad meshar mechavi mises basin be'echad midal mises basin. In order to mekayim v'yar tarah mikirbecha, basin shvil to memes him with any misa that they possibly can. So here to explain pshat in this, that by shar mechavi misa one can only be memes shar mechavi misa be'echad midal mises basin. One has to say based on this what we find in the Rambam. In Perek Yudal Mehoches Sanhedrin Och Alpha, the Rambam says, Arba Misais Nim Sru Beistin. And since Arba Misais Nim Sru Beistin, for that reason, even as far as the Lacha of Viarta Rami Kerbecha, but still Beistin, only have the ability Mimis Ve'echar Midalar Misais Beistin. Only those Misais were Nim Sru Beistin. This how we find that a Ritzeach, one is able to yimemes him b'chol misa shatayocho, even with a misa that is not included in echa midala misa is based in, is because that is his din. His din is that he is mechuyev any misa, and any misa is a kiyam of his din. And since any misa is a kiyam of his din, for that reason, Basin has a din to yimemes him be'echa mikol misa shabo'ilam. Now getting back to the Shita of the Rambam, again, the Rambam understands that even by Shaim Rechevi Misa, there is a lachem enata yochel a misa ve misa aksubay ata yochel a misa ve chol misa shata yochel, similar to a tzayach. Now, one has to understand according to the Rambam, if so, how are we to explain Pshat in this, our Gemara says, that only by Ritzeach and Goy Adam, one does not need Krah Kedechsev, Bochei Rasharim Rechevi Misa as well, one does not need Krah Kedechsev. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam, we find that the Guest Mishnah explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows. In the Rambam, we find that there is a difference between Sharim Rechevi Misa and Ritzeach. As far as Ritzeach, we say that by Hurig Nefesh Nigmar Dina Reitanach Rebbe Chodavar V'yad Kol Adam Ad Shemei Misa Naisai, and one does not need that only his Edim should be Hurig Aisai. On the other hand, by Sharim Uchevi Misa, only Edav are Hurigin Aisai B'Shar Misais. And therefore this Ragamar says that Ritzeach is Yitzim and Akwal, and by Ritzeach we say the way Ba'inon Krok the Chsiv Argamor means to say that by Yitzhak one does not need Yad Eidim, Tiabai, Birishaino, Amisai, Bishar Misais. On the other hand, by Shar Mechavi Misa, one needs Yad Eidim, Tiabai, Birishaino. That is how the Kesem Mishnah explains Pshat and Argamor according to the Shita of the Rambam. From this, we find in the Rambam that we are Mechalic between Shar Mechavi Misa and the Yitzhak. By Shar Mechavi Misa, even as far as other Misais, one needs Yad Eidim Tia by Birushena. On the other hand, by Ritzeach, one does not need Yad Eidim Tia by Birushena. But here one clearly sees that there is a fundamental difference between the Alach about the Yochel and Misa b'chol Misais by Shar Mechevi Misa, and the Alach about the Yochel and Misa b'chol Misais by Ritzeach. As far as this, that we say that by Shar Mechevi Misa at the Yochel and Misa b'chol Misais at the Yochel, that is a kiyum din of his Misa. And with being meimis him b'shar misa shata yochel, one is mekayim his din misa, and for that reason one needs yad eidim tia by b'rishayin ala misai. On the other hand, by Ritzeach, this that we say that im einat yochel a misai b'misa aksuva by atam misa b'shar misais, with shar misais it was not neskayim dinai, and since with the shar misais it was not neskayim dinai, for that reason one does not need yad eidim tia by b'rishayin. As far as the Ritzeach is concerned. But now, one has to understand, if we are to understand according to the Shita of the Rambam, that Alach of Ata Yochel Amisei V'chol Miseis by Ritzeach is not a Kiyum Dinai, but rather, it is an entirely new Alach. So what is Pshat in this, our Gemara says, that by Ritzeach one does not need Krah Kedechsev. V'chir by Ritzeach one needs Krah Kedechsev, and this Alach of Ata Yochel Amisei V'chol Miseis is an entirely new halacha. So to explain Pshat and our Gemara according to the Rambam, one has to say as follows, that our Gemara means to say that based on the halacha of B'chol Misa Shatayacha by Ritzeach, one should not need Yad Eidim Tia by Birishayna. And for that reason, we should say that even Nikta Yad Eidim, but still one should be Chai Misa based on the halacha that we find by Ritzeach of B'chol Misa Shatayacha, that does not need Yad Eidim Tia by Birushayna. That is a chira pshat in the Shakra Vatai of our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam. But now a chira one has to understand according to the Rambam what is pshat in this, that we find that the Gemara in Perak HaNisraf improves. From this, a chayvi misa shenisarvu and idunim bekala, that we say Mosro davar chamar vi Mosro davar kal. Even if we are to say the Mosro davar chamar vay vi Mosro davar kal, but still there is halacha of im eina tayacho amisei v'misa aksuva yatayacho amisei v'chom misa shatayacho. And according to the Shita of the Rambam, one cannot say, as Tesis says in the second Teretz, that halacha v'chom misa shatayacho only applies to Vayreach, since according to the Rambam, the halacha v'chom misa shatayacho v'shar mechia v'misa is a kiyam dinai. And since it is a kiyam dinai, for that reason, the halacha should apply even if he is not a Vayreach. So to explain Pshat in the Gemara and Perek HaNitzarf, and according to the Shita of the Rambam, one has to say as follows, that even though there is halacha of B'chol Misa Shatayacha B'Shar Mechavi Misa, which is a Kiyam Dinai, but still from this, that we are Mahadir Misa Kala, and we say that by Mechavi Misa Shnesarvu, we give a Misa Kala, From this that we give a Misa Kala, from there one sees a Mosro da Racham Rabbi Mosro da Rakal. If not for this, that Mosro da Racham Rabbi Mosro da Rakal, then there is no Maila of a Misa Kala over a Misa Chamura. And let us give a Misa Chamura instead of a Misa Kala. So from there the Gemara proves a Mosro da Racham Rabbi Mosro da Rakal. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat in the Gemara and Perak and Israfen according to the Shita of the Rambam. And so too, based on this Pshat, one can answer and explain Pshat and Tesis and Makas Naf Beis as well. This that Tesis and Makas Naf Beis and Manalaf understands, that by Shamuk Havim Misa there is Allah Havimena Tayachal Amisa Vimisa Aksuvai, Atam Amisa Be'echam Idal Amisa's Beistin, but still the Gemara and Perak and Israf improves a Musrod of Racham Rabbi Musrod of Rakal, if not for this, the Musrod of Racham Rabbi Musrod of Rakal, then there is no my love of Misa Kala over a Misa Chamura. That is another Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in the Gemara and Perak and Israfen according to Tesis in Makas on Daf Beis. Now, let us go on to the next Sugya. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says that by Goyel Hadam as well we say, the one is Nani Kra Kedechsev, as our Gemara goes on to say, the Tanya Goyel Hadam Yomis Es Haritzeach Mitzvah B'Goyel Hadam. Now as far as how to explain this, that the Braisa says, we find a tremendous machlokes harishanim. Rashi explains that we are referring to Ritzach b'shegig shiyotzach chutz li'ir mekotai. And even by Ritzach b'shegig, there is a loch of Einoi Goyo Adam, based in Armai Mira Goyo Hadam Acher. The Rambam, on the other hand, argues, and the Rambam explains that we are referring to someone who was Ritzeach Bemezid, Shenigmar Dino Lemisa. And by Ritzeach Bemezid, Shenigmar Dino Lemisa, the Shita of the Rambam in Parakal of Melchus Ritzeach Ochabes is this, the mitzvah biyad Goyo Hadam Ularig es Haritzeach, Shenemar Goyo Hadam Hu Yomis es Haritzeach. And just like by Shar Mechavi Misa, there is Alacha Viad Eidim, Tia by Brishenu Amisai, by Ritzach, there is Alacha Viad Goyo Adam, Tia by Brishenu Amisai. And as far as this, that there is Alacha Viad Goyo Adam, Tia by Brishenu, by Ritzach, and Mezu, we say, that Im Einoi Goyo Adam, based in our Maimeda Goyo Adam, Lahomis Es Haritzach, Bemezid. In the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs, on the other hand, we find a third Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in the Halacha of the Breis, and the Ramban explains Pshat in the Breis as follows. The Ramban explains, like the Shita of the Rambam, that we are referring to a Ritzeach B'mezid, but the Ramban argues on this that the Rambam understands that by Ritzeach B'mezid, there is Halacha V'yad Goyel Adam Tia B'Rishayna, but rather the Ramban understands that even by Ritzeach B'mezid, there is Halacha V'yad Eidim Tia B'Rishayna Amisai. This that we find in our Sugya, that there is Halacha V'Goyel Adam by Ritzeach B'mezid, is because there is a mitzvah miuchedes for the Goyel Adam, V'eshtadol L'hamtzi HaRitzeach V'yad Beisdin Im Barach. And there is a mitzvah on the Goyel Adam to bring the Ritzach to Beistin, Kadesh Yochu Beistin Laharga Kechol Chayve Mises Alidei Yada Eidim. And it was in Schadish that there is a Lachavim Einway Goyo Adam, Beistin or Maimela Goyo Adam, to ensure that the Ritzach is brought to Beistin La Misai. That is how the Ramban explains Pshat in the Braisa that our Gemara brings down. This that we find in the Ramban, that me'ikar adin the goyo adam as a din to bring the ritzach to beis no amisai, and it was in schadish that am einu goyo adam, based in our ma'amid a goyo adam. Ochir, it is based on this that the goyo adam is considered the baal din of the ritzach to bring the ritzach to amisai. In other words, the goyo adam is the tiveya of the ritzach. And it was in Schadish that Im Einu Goyo Adam based in Ramayim made an other Baal Din who has been Malkim the Goyo Adam to bring the Ritzeach L'misa. That is a Chira, what one sees according to the Shita of the Ramban. Now let us go on to the next Sugya. Our Mishnah says the following Halacha Kol Haniskola Nitzlan Divir Rabbi Eliezer. B'chachom Eimrim Einei Nitzla Ela Hamagadif Ha'ovid Avodah Zarah. Now one has to know, as we find in the Achronim, the following Shaila. As far as this, that there is a halacha of tliya after skila. How are we to understand the halacha of tliya after skila? Do we understand that the person was in schayev skila tliya, and the tliya is a chiluk of the oinish that he was in schayev, or do we understand that the oinish that he is in schayev is only skila? And the tliya is a halacha mihilchas based in that based in his tliya, either kol neskolim, or at least someone who was oivet of a dezara umegadif. In the Gemara before in Dafim Gimel Amud Aleph, we find that the Gemara says that Echad Eitz Shenitlo Ba'iz Ba'mishal Tzibor. And the Gemara explains that the reason why Eitz Shenitlo Ba'iz Ba'mishal Tzibor is because Medidei Lo Yaminu Le'zil V'Laisi V'Liktol Nafshei. From this, that the Gemara found it necessary to explain that the reason why the Eitz Shenitlo Ba'iz Ba'mishal Tzibor is because we say that Medidei Lo Yaminu Le'zil V'Laisi V'Liktol Nafshei L'Chir one clearly sees that the tliya is a chiluk of the oinish that he was neschayev, and for that reason, really, it should be ba mishaloi. And the only reason why it is not ba mishaloi, but rather it is ba mishal tibor, is because we say midideg lo yaminu leizil v'laisi v'liktol nafshei. In Rashi, above Metzian daf Begimel, and base, we find that Rashi says as follows: that someone was neschayev skila va'achar shabatol dawer misais, he will be nitle. Based on this, that we say that Kohan is Kohen Nitlin. From Rashi, one clearly sees that Tliya is a chiluk of the Einish that he was in Schayim. For that reason, we will say that La'achar Shabbatol Dal Mises, he will be Nitla, since he is Mechuivin Einish of Tliya. On the other hand, in the Teisar Rosh and Satan of Chesem base, we find that the Teisar Rosh argues in Rashi, and the Teisar Rosh asks the following Kashan Rashi. The Teisar Rosh asks, how can Rashi say that someone who was on Schayev Skila La'achar Shabbatol Dal Mises will be Nitzla? V'chira, the Tliya first takes place La'achar Misa. V'chira, the Teis Rosh means to ask on Rashi as follows, that the Tliya is not a chiluk of his Einish, but rather the Tliya is an entirely separate din. And since the Tliya is not a chiluk of his Einish, for that reason we will not say that La'achar Shabbatol Dal Mises, someone who was on Schayev Skila should be Nitzla, since the Tliya is not a chiluk of his Einish. In the Sifri, we find the following drasha, that the Sifri darshins from the pasuk of Salisa Eisai, Eisai is coming to Yomayit Zaymemov. From this, that one needs a mirror to Yomayit Zaymemov, or here one clearly sees that the Einesh that he was in Schayev was an Einesh of Skilol Tliya. And therefore, if not for the mirror, he would have said that so too Zaymemov should be Chayev Tliya. And for that reason, one needs a mirror of Eisai to Yomayit Zaymemov. That is a chayav what one sees in the Sifri, in the Sefer Time of the Krah. In a Sofer's Chadoshes, a Parashas Kisetzi, we find that Rechaim Kanievsky explains Pshat in the Sifri as follows. And Rechaim Kanievsky explains, Nira da'atam shatliya shamagadef ha'ive avidizora eina yoinesh, da'achar shenera gemanaf kaminoi imunitloi loi, veinatliya and for that reason, by Edom Zimmerman, that we also have a by Shayech Litloison. From Abchaim Kanievsky, one clearly sees Abchaim Kanievsky understand that the Dintliya is not a chilek of the Einish, but rather the Dintliya is only with Farsim Genos HaAveira. And for that reason, the Dintliya does not apply to the Zimmerman. In Rashi and Parshas Emor, we find that Rashi explains that the Tliya is a chiluk of skila, and the Tliya is echad midine skila. And even though the Tliya is taking place la'achar misasi, but still, the Tliya is a chiluk midine skila. This Rashi says that the Tliya is a chiluk midine skila is l'chira only if you are to say like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that Kohan is Kohan Itzlin. If we are to say that Kohan is Kohan Itzlin, then the Tliya is a chiluk midine skila, on the other end, according to Chachamim, that only Megadef ha'evdev ha'dizara ha'netzlin, then the halacha of Tliya has nothing to do with skila, but rather the halacha of Tliya is a separate din. From this, I need a riboy by Ben Seir Umayra, that if Ben Seir Umayra is nitzla, Uchira one sees that the halacha of Tliya is not a chiluk of skila, but rather, even according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha of Tliya is a separate din, And for that reason, one needs a chiddush at a ben Sira u'meirez nitle, which is a kasha on Rashi at the end of Parashas Emor. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. In our Mishnah, we find that our Mishnah says the following halacha. V'teira oisei kederech shatavachim oisin, u'matirin oisei miyad, v'mon oiver olav b'loisasei shenema loisolin nevasei al ha'et ki kover sikverenu. And our Mishnah goes on to say, v'loizu b'vad omru, in our Gemara, we find that our Gemara explains this Amelinus Mesei Oiver Beloisasei is based on the following drasha, Amr Abichnon, Mishum Mishum Ben Yochai Minayin, Amelinus Mesei Shoiver Olav Beloisasei, Talmud Loimraki Kover Sikverenu, Mikan Amelinus Mesei Shoiver Beloisasei. That is the Girsa of our Gemara. Well, one has to understand, where does one see from ki kaver sekverenu that a melon es meisai oiver beloisas? So to explain pshat in the drasha, we find the Rashi explains pshat in the drasha as follows. And Rashi explains, miribuya de sekverenu. From the extra word of sekverenu, from there we learn out that a melon es meisai oiver beloisase. Well, according to Rashi, just like if one is melon es meisai, he is oiver beloisase. Based on the rebate of Sekverenu, so to one will be over on that say of Kikaver Sekverenu. And so to we find in the Rabbana Atera, and in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tov Kof Lamavav, and Mitzvah Tov Kof Lamedzayin, that Amilnes Mesei is over below Sase Vasei. On the other hand, in the Rambam and Ochasavel, Paragdal Ochaches, we find that the Rambam says, that a meonis may say is only over belois assay and not by assay. And the assay of kikover sekverenu is only referring to aruge basin. Only by ruge basin is there a locha of kikover sekverenu by yoimahu. Now, one has to understand, according to the Rambam, what is the makar from kikover sekverenu? The one is over on the Leisase, and one is only over by a Melanus Mesa on the Leisase, and not on the Asay. So to explain Pshat Peshitas Rambam, we find that the Shagasariyeh in Chuvas HaKadoshes and Mavav explains Pshat in the Drasha as follows. That from this, that the Pasuk says, Leisol Nevasi Ala'etz Ki Kover Sikverenu. The Pasuk is coming to say, Leisol Nevasi Ala'etz Ela Kvar Oisei. And from there we learn out that even once one was meyer the mace me ala eitz, but still as long as one was not kaver the mace, he is over on the lav of oisolin. And from this one is over on the lav of oisolin, even once the mace is no longer ala eitz. From there one sees that the lav applies to all mesim, since once a nitzla is no longer ala eitz, the fact that he was once a nitzla does not make any difference. And from there we learn out that the lav applies to all mesim, even to someone who is not nitzla. That is how the Shagasari explains pshat in the drash of our Gemara according to the shita of the Rambam. In the Yalkut, as we find in the side of our Gemara, we have the following girsa: Amar Bichna Minay No Melonas Mesei Shuiver Beloisa Sei Talmud Leimer Leisolin Nevasei Minay In Shuiver Af Pasei Talmud Leimer Ki Kaver Sikverenu. According to the Girsa, the Yalkut one clearly sees, one is over by a meunis meisei beloisase vasei. But as far as the makar, that the loisase vasei apply across the board, all meisim, and not only to nitzla, we do not find in the Girsa the Yalkut a makar to prove that the lav and the asei apply across the board. And therefore, here, according to the Girsa of the Yalkut, this that the Yalkut says, that a meunis meisei is over by asei beloisase, is not a drasha gemura, but rather is only an asmachta, and so too we find in the Radvaz al Harambam. Now, as far as the lav of Oisol and Nevasei ala Eitz is concerned, we find a tremendous machlokes harishanim. In Tosfos Mavamitzia and Daf Kofiyot Amud Aleph, we find that Tosfos Mavamitzia says that in order to be considered a lina min haTorah, one needs to be run till Amud HaShachar, only if it was long till Amud HaShachar is a considered lina. And therefore, according to Tesis, in order to be able on the lab of Oisolin, Nevos El Eitz, one has to melon the mace ad Amor HaShachar. And so too we find in the Reim and Simon Shin Pei Dalet, that the Reim says, Shalonazu Eina Ela Kolela Ad HaBoiker. The Alfina Medechseva Yoan Chil Chagi Ad Boiker, Vilamit Sasa Min HaMefayosh. On the other hand, in the Aramah Achir, we find that the Aramah argues, and the Aramah says as follows, the way he tailen ois a shakris or somoch ushkia sakama, shakivan chin shows beyam and marin way ridai, shoyavru olav bevaltolen nevlosai. From the Aramah is mashma, the one is over in the lav way sullen by shkia sakama, Achir according to the Aramah should come out. That so too someone that was meoness may say till shkias achames over in the lav of oisolin nevlasai. In the tshuvas haradvaz and chilkavs and shin yud alef we find that the radvaz was asked the following shaila, and the radvaz was asked amasamchu sheyomos hames bechatzi ayoim ben kovin oisay ar chatzi alayla v'mayim echayven lekfers hames shemes beyoim kodem shkias achama. The Radvaz answers the Shaila by saying as follows, that as far as the Lav itself is concerned, one is only over Oisolin ad Alais HaShachar, the Chalina Amur B'Tira Eina Ela Ko Alayla, the Chsev Yolan Pulasachar Itchad Baiker, Uksev Nami Voyolan Chilev Chagiad Baiker, Mashman Lehavi Lina, Ad Sheyala Amud HaShachar. Hilkach krod oisolin nevosel eitz nami neil iver belav ad shoineu kolela ad habayker. Which is a sheet of Tesis Mav Metzia and the Ireim that we mentioned before. On the other end, according to the Aramah L'chira will come out, that based on the lav of oisolin nevosel, there is a chiv to be kiver the mace before shkias achama. One cannot be melin the mace per shkias achama. In the Rambam, in Perkis Vav Mihochas and Hedinu Achazayin, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Keitzad mitzvah sanitwin, v'teo oisei samoch v'shkia sachama, u'matirin oisei miyad, v'mulon oivrim alav v'loisa se shenem oisoin nevlasi ala eitz. The Rambam goes on to say in Alachaches, that mitzvah sase likvars kolaruge beistim b'yoyim ha'ariga, Shinemar ki kavar sekverenu bayoyim ahu. From this that the Rambam only brought down the mitzvah sasei in alochaches, and still the Rambam says in alochazayin, that toiwa oisei samoch v'shkia sachamo, umatirin oisei miyad v'mon oivin olav v'lois hasei. From the Rambam it is mashma, that miyad v'shkia sachamo, one is oivin on the lois hasei v'oisolin nevlasei, like the shita of the Aramah that we mentioned before. Vukhir again, according to the Rambam, it should come out that a melanist may say past shkias achama will be over in the lois haseh, and one will not be allowed to imashas may say past shkias achama. Vukhir one can say that even though if someone is melan someone who is nitzle is over in the lois haseh voisolin miyad mishkias achama, but a melanist may say who is not nitzle will only be over if he was melanist, may say ad baiker. This that one sees in the Rambam, that if one was melan, someone who was nitzla achki asacham, and one is over in the lav oisolin nevos ala eitz, is only because someone who is nitzla has a mitzvah sasei of kikavar sekverenu bayimahu. In kikavar sekverenu bayimahu was in schadish, that is man of kfura of someone who is nitzla is by shki asachama. And since this man hakfura is to shkia sachama, if one was masha the mace per shkia sachama, then he is oivin oisolin. Oisolin means past this man hakfura. And since by someone who is nitzla, this man hakfura is bayimahu, for that reason one is oivin in the lav if he was melan hames past bayimahu, since it is considered as if he was melan the mace past this man in which he was supposed to bury the nitzla. But that is only as far as someone who is nitzle, who has the mitzvah sasei of kikavar sekverenu. But as far as the regular mace, who according to the sheet of the Rambam does not have the mitzvah sasei of kikavar sekverenu, then the Rambam will be maskim that in order to be over on the level yisolin nevlasi ala eitz, one needs to be melen the mace to alois hashachar. And therefore the halacha of the Radvaz will work out even according to the Shita of the Rambam and the Adrama. In the Ramban and Parashas Kiseitzi, we find that the Ramban says as follows, that Amelan toy ala eitz oiver beloisa se vase, Rabbeinu darshu ke mechamelan es meisei sheyachleidai, when is oiver beloisa se vase. From the Ramban it is mashma, that as far as Amelan es meisei, when is oiver the ase beloisa se at the same time. Well, here one can ask, even if we are to say that one needs to be meilanes meisei in order to be over b'leis haseh, but as far as the mitzvah haseh is concerned, one should be over in the mitzvah haseh by shkiyas hakama. Based on this, we said before, one can explain pshat and the Ramban as follows. Since, as we mentioned before, b'shitas Ramban, the Ramban understands that the mitzvah haseh applies to meisei, and the mitzvah haseh is not only referring to nitva. For that reason, if one was meilanes meisei peshkiyas hakama, he will be over in the lois asay, since even by regular mace, one has a mitzvah asay to be kovrei by yomahu. For that reason, this manak pura has to take place by yomahu, and passed by yomahu is already considered that he was meilan es mesei. He left his mace, passed the zman in which he was mechuyev to be kovrei the mace, and therefore it is considered as if he left over the mace. And for that reason, the Ramban understands that a meilan es mesei is over b'lois hasei v'asei at the same rega. Now, as far as the lav v'lisolon is concerned, if one needs to be meilan the mace the entire layla, or if one was meilan the mace part of the layla that itself is enough to be over in the lav v'lisolon, we find the tremendous machlokes achrenim. In the Shagas Aryeh, in Tshuvas HaChadosh Yisim involved, we find that the Shagas Aryeh understands that even if the mace was mace b'layla, there is a chiv to be kovrei kodem alois hashachar. And even though one does not have a linav called layla, but still one is over in the lav v'lisolon by alois hashachar, and so too we find in the Minchas Chinuch, in mitzvah tov kof lamed zayin. On the other hand, from the Radvaz that we mentioned before, and so too is the mashmos of the Chavos Yoyer, from the Radvaz and the Chavos Yoyer, it is mashma that in order to be over in the lav v'lisolon, one needs to be meilan the mace the entire layla. And so too is the mashmos of Tosfos Mamatzia and Daf Kof Yod, that in order to be over in the lav v'lisolon, one needs a linav kol halayla. V'chir this machlokes, if in order to be over on the lav v'lisolon one needs a linav kol layla or not, is a fundamental machlokes as far as how to understand the lav of v'lisolon nivlasai. Do we understand that the lav v'lisolon nivlasai was mechadish as man of kvura, or do we say that there is an iser of halonas hameis? If we are to understand that we saw in the Vasa was Mechadish a new Zman, and even if the mace was mace by Emtza HaLeila, but still one has to make sure that the Kvura takes place before Alois HaShachar. On the other hand, if we are to understand that there is a new Isser of Halonas HaMace, which has nothing to do with Zman, my son was not Mechadish a Zman, then in order to be over the Lav V'Yisoon, one needs Halonas Kol HaLeila. That is the basis of this Machlokes HaAchreinim. In the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Lois HaSei Samech Vav, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Shezirono me'azoiv ha'toli lo'on al eitzai, kedei sho yischadish mizapersom berkas Hashem besponinos kishenirash anachno in nitla zuas megadev ha'ever avedezara, v'azhora milav lo'yisolon nevlasi al eitz. From the Rambam it is mashma that the Azhara v'Yisolin is only ba'oidei al ha'eitz. But let's say they took him off the eitz, then one no longer has a lav v'Yisolin nevlasi al ha'eitz. V'chir, one has to understand. In our Mishnah one clearly sees that the lav v'Yisolin nevlasi applies to all meisim. And therefore, how can the Rambam say that the Isser only applies to someone who is nitla ba'oidei al ha'eitz? So to explain Pshat B'Shitas Rambam, we find that the Shagas Aryeh says as follows. And the Shagas Aryeh says, D'trei lave ichla v'loisolin, that there are two laven that are included in the lav v'loisolin. First of all, there is an Isser to be meilan any mace. Independent of this, that he was nitla, and independent of this, that he is al ha'eitz. And then there is a second lav, that if someone is ala eitz, one is over b'loy sasei. And as the Shagasari goes on to say, there is a tremendous nafkamina between these two lavin. If, let's say, it is impossible to be koyver him b'layla. For example, if they were sleek or someone and they were tolim b'erev Shabbos or b'erev Yontif, there was not enough time to be koyver him before Shkia Sachama, and his kfur is not teicha Shabbos v'yontif, is there a mitzvah where we read him in our eight b'lo Shabbos v'yontif or not? Based on this, that there is an other lav of oisolin nevose ala eight, which the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs explains, shezironu me'azevatoi lo'on ala eitzai, k'deish v'yishadish mizapersom berkas Hashem. For that reason, there is a chiyav where we read even if one cannot be koyver him. And that is pshat in this that we find in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says, V'mlon oiver olav b'loi sasei ki kilas aleikim taloi. And even though, as our Mishnah goes on to say, the lav applies to all mesim, but still there is a special lav based on this that we say ki kilas aleikim taloi. That is how the Shagasari explains pshat b'shitas Rambam and explains pshat in our Mishnah. Bukhir, based on this that we said before, one can say that there is a fundamental difference between these two Isurim. As far as the Isur of being Melanes Mesai, in the Isur of Alonas HaMesai was Nischadish as Man Kfura, and as Man Kfura is before Alois HaShachar. On the other hand, as far as the Lav of Isoan of Os Ala Eitz, which is based on this, that we say Ki Kilas Alekim Toloi, that Isur is an Isser of Alonas Hameis, and the Isser has nothing to do with the fact that there is a Zman Kfura. And in order to be over that Isser, one will need Halonas Kalaila in order to be over that Isser. In the Rishonim and Achrenim we find the following Kasha. In the Gemara Mavakama we find that the Gemara Mavakama says that there is Halacha as far as Yerushalayim of Ein Malinim Ba Es Hameis. Okay, one has to understand, the Isser of Alonas HaMeis applies to any time one has a mace, there is an Isser of Alonas HaMeis, and therefore what special Chiddush was in Schadish by Yerushalayim, that a Melinin as HaMeis by Yerushalayim. So to answer this kash, we find a number of Malchim. In the Shita Mekubetzes, in Bavakama, and so too in the Amshom Shlema, in Bavakama, we find the following Malach. That as far as the Isser of Alonas HaMeis, as we find in the Gemara that from Zayinim and Aleph, the Isser of Alonas HaMeis is only if one is not being Malonas HaMeis L'chvoidesh HaMeis. But if one is being Malon the Meis L'chvoidesh HaMeis, then one is not over in the Isser of Alonas HaMeis. But that is only as far as the regular Isser of Alonas HaMeis is concerned. In Yerushalayim, there is an Isser to be Malon as HaMeis even L'chvoidesh HaMeis. That is how the Shita Mekubetzes and the Amshul Shlema explain the halacha of a melinin as hameis be Yerushalayim. Another nafkamina is as we find in the Chavos Yoreh Simukof Lamates and in the Shagas Aryeh, that as far as the regular Isser of Alonas hameis is concerned, the Isser of Alonas hameis is a neichal only on someone who is mutal olav l'koivrei. As the Shagas Aryeh is medayik from this, that our Mishnah says, HaMeilin Es Meisai. Only if someone is Meilin Es Meisai, HaMotol Olav HaKoivrei, is there an Isra V'Yisolin Nevlasi Ala Eitz. But as far as Alach of Yerushalayim is concerned, the Isra V'Alonis HaMeis B'Yerushalayim is not only on one's mace, but rather on any mace that happens to be in Yerushalayim, there is an Isra of a Meilin Es HaMeis B'Yerushalayim. From the Shagas Aryeh and the Chavos Yoreh, one sees that the Isser of Alonas HaMeis is dependent upon this, that it is mutal olav l'koivrei. Based on this, we find another tremendous nafkamina between the two Isurim that we mentioned before, b'shem the Shagas Aryeh, between the Isser of Alonas HaMeis and the Isser of Yisolon Nevlasi Ala Eitz, which refers to someone who is nitla. As far as the regular Isser of Alonas HaMeis is concerned, the Isser of Alonas HaMeis only applies to someone who is mutal olav l'koivrei. As far as someone who is mutal olav l'koivrei, then we say that there is an Isser of Alonas HaMeis. On the other hand, as far as the Isser of Yisolon Nevlasi Ala Eitz, which refers to someone who is nitla, Based on this, that we say ki kulas alikim tolei, that Isser applies across the board, since that Isser has nothing to do with Kfura, but rather that Isser is, as the Rambam explained, in order that there should not be a chilul Hashem. That is another tremendous nafkamina between these two halachas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.